Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Denny for CCR to Senate Bill 73.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 73 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Department of Libraries.
Representative Denny recognizes planning CCR to Senate Bill 73. Please suspend Representative Denny. Members, House will come to order. Take your seats. Take your conversations outside. You recognize Representative Denny.
Members, the CCR for Senate Bill 73 is for the Department of Libraries. They're being held harmless. Baseline. Move adoption.
Representative Denny moves adoption CCR to Senate Bill 63. Will there be debate? Senate Bill 73. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption CCR, say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. 4-3 in the bill.
Senate Bill 73 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Department of Libraries.
Representative Denny moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will be debate? Yeah, press your button. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Denny, I noticed in the bill, which there aren't any changes there, I guess, but there is services to libraries, appropriation $4.3 million, with a total of $12.5 million. Where does the other $8 million come from?
Those are for federal dollars that come to the state for the library.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you. And if those federal dollars come to the state, do they have any strings attached to them? Are they, and I'm not talking about stimulus money, but do they require anything of the state in order to receive that $8 million?
You know, I'm not familiar with the federal guidelines that come to that. I apologize.
Follow up, you recognize.
Wait a minute. Could I back up? They do come with some strings. They do require that all libraries have some sort of filtering systems on their internet. Libraries are required to have that now.
But not strings with regards to if the state doesn't appropriate this much money, the federal government won't give you that much money.
No, I don't believe so.
One more follow-up, Representative Reynolds, you recognize.
Thank you. So when we say that the Department of Libraries, maybe you didn't say this, I didn't hear, it's kind of noisy, but if they got a 7% cut, they really didn't get a 7% cut at all, did they? Because they have a total of $22 million available to them. So really, they only got a 2.1% cut. Wouldn't you agree?
Please suspend Representative Denny. Members, Representative Reynolds can't hear the answers to the questions. Please take your conversations outside. Take your seats. Thank you. Representative Denny, recognized.
At the risk of really getting you to hammer me with a lot of questions, they did not get a 7% cut. You're correct. They also get a lot of grant dollars from like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations, different libraries, and the state libraries. It's a conglomeration of different monies that fund our library system. Libraries are still very important. There's lots of people that don't have computers and don't have access to books. I think our libraries are very important in our state.
Do you have a follow-up, Representative Reynolds?
Yes, thank you. So they got no cut?
Well, they got a very small cut. Basically none.
If you have no more questions, Representative Denny moves adoption CCR to Senate Bill 73. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. 4-3 in the bill.
Senate Bill 73 by Johnson of the Senate, Miller of the House, an act relating to the Oklahoma Department of Libraries.
Representative Denny moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Be debate. Seeing no debate, the clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Question for the House is, shall the CCR be adopted? Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Cox votes aye. Representative Steele votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Anybody wishing to vote from their desk? Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative McMullen votes aye. Representative Johnson's voting from his desk. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative Hilliard votes aye. Representative Brandon votes aye. Representative Miller votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, 20 seconds. Declare the vote.
90 ayes, 7 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected and constituted the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Denny now asks the vote of the bill be the vote of emergency. Whether there is an objection, clerk will activate the machine for a vote of the emergency. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Cox votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Collins votes aye. Declare the vote.
72 ayes, 6 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to constitute the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.